Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gene Tenarche. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Don Baylor. Batting seventh. The DH, Claudel Washington. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Phil Garner. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Glenn Abbott. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Alan Bannister. Batting second. The right fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting fourth. The DH, Jorge Horta. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Stein. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Rich Gossage. And now, play ball. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is called out on strikes. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris strikes out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy takes first base on ball four. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer strikes out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bannister. The throw from Tenarche and he is safe. Bannister steals second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bannister moves to third. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta takes first base on ball four. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is hit by the pitch. Bando moves to second. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley takes first base on ball four. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 1 in the game. North hits a line drive towards third. Stein reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Rudy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0 for 1 in the game. Tenarche takes first base on ball 4. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon who is chasing the ball. Bando reaches third base with a triple. Lemon throws the ball into Essien who tags Bando trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Tenarche goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Essien moves to second. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Essien moves to third. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Abbott fields it and throws to first for the out. Bannister moves to second. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Abbott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Horta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Essien scores. Bannister moves to third. It's 4-1, Athletics. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0 for 1 in the game. Stein hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Garner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. he's got 3 RBIs. Washington hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Fairley strikes out. There goes Washington. The throw from Essien to Dent, and Washington is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Brohmer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rudy. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Brohmer moves to third. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-1 in the game. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brohmer scores. It's 4-2, Athletics. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Essien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lemon scores. Dent moves to third. It's 4-3, Athletics. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando has Dent trapped. There's the throw to Tenarche and back to Bando, who tags Dent for the out. Essien moves to third. Bannister moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-2 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Essien scores. Bannister moves to third. 2 outs. It's Athletics, 4, White Sox, 4. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spencer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-1 in the game. Garner strikes out. 1 out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-2 in the game. North hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stein fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0-for-2 in the game. Stein hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of North. Stein reaches second base with a double. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brohmer hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Ten Arche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ten Arche is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ten Arche hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Bando bunts towards first. Spencer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gossage fires to first and picks off Bando. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken McMullen now playing third base. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dent hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Essien bunts towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bannister hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Essien moves to second. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Garr hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Essien moves to third. Bannister moves to second. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-3 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fairley hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Athletics. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-2 in the game. Garner hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. North hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Stein hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-3 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien fires to first and picks off Campaneris. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rudy hits a line drive into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tenarche hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Athletics. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lemon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rudy. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lemon moves to third. One out. Pat Kelly pinch hits for Jim Essien. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Bannister hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Brian Downing now catching. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Baylor hits a line drive into center field. Lemon picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lemon. Baylor moves to second. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Baylor moves to third. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fairley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baylor scores. It's 7-4, Athletics. Pete Vukovich now pitching. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-3 in the game. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. North hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broimer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Garner moves to second. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broimer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Garr hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-4 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.